How can we survive? This is a talk based on my small book published about five years ago on how can we survive, some thoughts for young people around the world, in particular in China and elsewhere. And here I want to try and update that a little bit and simplify some of the findings in that book, which you can read for further information. First thing is that in order to survive, we've got to think in a new way. We've got to get outside the box, as the cliche goes. We've got to rise above our current problems, as Einstein suggested. Problems are never solved at the level at which they are created. We have to rise right up to a world level. And that involves looking at the whole of human history and where we have got to by now in terms of the past, and also the whole of the world cross-comparatively, because we live in a global civilization and we can't solve these problems at the level of one nation or even one civilization. And that also involves a comparison between the solutions that have been attempted in the past and in the present and across the planet, because each new civilization has new answers to these problems. Another feature is that in doing this, we have to look at the tendencies that rule our lives, and which many of which we have now got to understand and then reverse, because as with, for example, the tendency for population to increase or warfare to increase, these things have to be stopped, and we have to understand the strong propulsion along these lines of tendency. And finally, we have to look at these very huge and difficult problems and simplify them. Again, as Einstein said, make things as simple as possible, but not simpler. So we have got to have some very simple ideas and solutions. So those are some of the general approaches to solving the world's existential problems. And I want to now look at one or two of them, or a few of them from this book, to see what ideas could be suggested by those approaches.